Amen. I haven't seen you since last year. And, you know, resolutions are being made. I know that resolutions are made New Year's Eve or whatever to say I'm going to do this or whatever. I know some people have some resolutions to lose weight. I guarantee you don't want to lose the weight that I have the way I went about it. I've lost my probably 30 pounds and 4 inches off my waist or whatever, so, but God is good. You know, I really am amazed about a teacher who would really cheat on somebody else's paper, because the teacher that was there just sharing a little bit earlier looked at my paper and took the first two verses that I had for the sermon today. So today will be a little bit of sharing, a little bit of nuggets, and but I want to read again just to those verses again. But before we do that, let's just pray. Father, Lord God, we are so thankful today, Lord God, that you love us, that you have blessed us, Father, Lord God. We've heard about the portion that we can give to you and that you give to us, Father. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would use my voice, Father, to communicate your message, Father, Lord God, that it would touch not only myself, but each one here, Lord God. Holy Spirit, Father, Lord God, if these are not, I don't want these to be my words, Father, but to be your words as we come forth, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, we talked about the sanctity of life, but also a sort of a underscore of that is that I really want to talk about how we're special to God. Each one of us is special to God. So let's look at these verses again in Psalm 139:13. It's okay to read the verse of God again, isn't it?
Yes.
And it says, "For you have created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." Just sort of get that in your heart a little bit. Created my utmost being. Talk to the children. Dan was talking to the children here, but God's talking to us, each one of us. Then looking at verses 14 through 16, it says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful." How many times do you look in a mirror each morning and think that thought? You look at that thought there. "I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days adorned for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And then Ephesians 1:3. And Thurlow shared it already earlier. So the verses have been shared, the three verses that I want to talk about. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." You know, as we celebrate life this Sunday, I've truly appreciated more of life these past few months as we have dealt with this disease. But I know that I'm in God's hands, the author of life, and look forward to His healing power. As Claude talked about, yes, I am healed. It's a matter of now taking hold of that healing and having it come into my life. We are blessed that God has allowed us to use this setback in the world, to be able to proclaim His word to many different people. The posting that we've had in terms of the suits put up there, it's been over close to 8,000 people have looked at that posting. The Word of God is being brought forth. God is faithful in everything He does. You know, one of my favorite movies is The Pride of the Yankees. I don't know if there are Yankees fans here, but it's a story about Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig, who you see the whole part of the disease, about Lou Gehrig's disease. A New York baseball player. I used to read about him when I was a kid. The final scene of the movie shows Lou Gehrig giving a speech. He knows he's dying. He's just 36 years old. And declaring that some people think that he's had a bad break, but he considers himself the luckiest man on earth. You know, some people think I might have had a bad break. However, in my life, I consider myself the most blessed man.
Amen.
Because of my relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And as stated before, I believe in the healing power of God. And I rejoice in what God is doing in my life. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to go through the situations each day of the life. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stand up here. I'm hoping I'm holding on to the podium and stuff like that so I don't fall over. But I'm thankful that he's given me the strength just to be able to share a few words with you today.
Amen.
Dan talked about it very eloquently, because I want to talk about it before we go any further, that state of fact here at Northgate, because it seems the church's denominations that there is a gray area regarding abortion and when it takes place. At Northgate, we firmly believe that life begins at conception.
Amen.
And abortion is not an option. It is not an option. We're pro-life, period. There's no gray area in that at all. If somebody comes into the church and has had an abortion, we don't condemn them, but we embrace them.
Amen.
We welcome them with open arms and help them walk with God.
Amen.
We're a refuge for them. We're a refuge wherever they might come. Because they've been struggling throughout their life. Some things have happened in their life. We're not there to condemn. We're there to love. We're there to embrace. We're there to comfort them. And I hope you believe you all agree with that statement.
Amen.
If not, let's talk afterwards. January 18th, 2015. January 18th, 1925 is a very special date in my life. It's a reminder of my dad. A very special man who was placed in an orphanage at 4 for 5 years. Joined the Navy at 18 and fought in World War II and was the first in his family to graduate from college. He would have been 90 today. However, he died at 69, 1 month to the day after he celebrated this day, his birthday, his 69th birthday. He died on February 18th, 1994. Of the same type of disease that I have, cancer in the liver. So we have a connection, very much a connection of that way. I never knew my father to be a spiritual man or emotional. Growing up in the Depression and the life he lived, he just went about his way. That's the way they were in the Depression. They just went about their way, just doing things. However, God works in his timing. We never know how God's timing works. My middle son's here and his wife. I'm not sure he even knows the story. Particularly with my father and through his daughter-in-law, Sue. This will be the tough part getting through. On the morning of the day he died, he was somewhat comatose. And you got to remember that, and share it a little bit, the night before, the last words he said to me, and he always called me by my proper name, Richard. I said, "How you doing, Dad?" And he says, "Hi, Richard." And that was the last words he ever said. But it was comatose, and Sue just started sharing with him about Jesus and how Jesus loved him. She asked him if he understood. That she shared with, I'm sorry, go back a little. She shared with Jesus, shared that Jesus wanted him to be with him in heaven. And all he had to do was accept him. She asked him if he understood and wanted to accept Jesus. And all he had to do was to squeeze her hand. And he did. Later that afternoon, he passed away. But we had hope that he was with Jesus. God confirmed it 20 years later. As many of you know, Ben, our youngest son, and his wife, Kristen, had a miscarriage. In fact, on the day of my birthday, they had gone to the doctor for a checkup and found that the baby did not have a heartbeat. And this is after 5 months of her being pregnant. When they told us the news, we were crushed, we were devastated. It wasn't the thing we needed to hear in the hospital that particular day. We were at NIH and could not be with them. However, we did tell them that God had a plan and will see them through this. Ben and Kristen firmly believed in the sanctity of life, believed that life began at conception. And the child that was for me and Kristen from the very beginning was a baby. It wasn't just something there. something of no consequence. It was a baby. It was a child. So when God decided to take the child before the child was born, they named the child Jordan Taylor. So the child would always have a name. It wouldn't just be something out there. It would always have a name. This is where the confirmation of my father's salvation is confirmed. A couple of days after the miscarriage, Kristen had a dream or a vision. We believe that God does speak in visions and in dreams, correct? In this dream were three adults in heaven who indicated to Kristen that Jordan was with them and that Jordan would be taken care of. She recognized two of the adults as her grandparents. But the third she did not recognize, but overheard them say as they walked away, "Come on, Francis. Time to go." When she shared this with Ben, Ben explained that Francis was his grandfather, my father. She only knew him as granddad. So when Ben shared this with us, tears came down our face. Knowing that promise that was made over 20 years ago was fulfilled there, and it gave us hope, and joy ran down our face because my father, by the squeeze of his hand, was with the Lord in heaven.
Amen.
What God taught me is that it's never too late for someone to receive the salvation message and be ushered into the kingdom of God. We must never give up on someone because they are special to God. You are special to God.
Amen.
As indicated in Peter, God desires for all to repent and to come to Him. And He's very passionate about that. And I want to thank you a little bit for letting me just share and ramble and share my heart. But I want to come back to the verses a little bit. Psalm 139:13, "For you created my utmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." God has formed you according to His design. Look around the congregation. Look around the congregation. Is there anybody like you? I mean, there's nobody like me. You're a special individual to God. You are special. You are a special individual to God. As there are no two snowflakes alike, there are no two people alike. That's why sometimes it says opposites attract. They complement one another. God created you for one purpose, and that is to glorify Him in everything that you do.
Amen.
God is able to do that.
Amen.
Looking at verses 139:14-16, "I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame is not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the heart." When I was woven together. You know, we sometimes, when the babies are being formed inside the mother's womb, we're saying, what is going on in there? What's going on in there? What is this child going to look like? Is it going to look like my wife? Is it going to look like me? There are probably some guys who are saying, I hope they don't look like me. I hope they look like you. But we don't know. You saw my unformed body. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days that adorned for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How many want to know your future? Do you really want to know your future? How many of you want to remember your past? So the verse that says, "This is the day the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it," right? We need to live in the present time of what God's doing in our life. Let God take care of what the future is. Let us not worry about the future. And we look at this verse and we say, do we really mean it? As I mentioned earlier, you were made according to God's design. He has the perfect plan for each one of us. Jeremiah talks about, "For I know the plans I have for you, the plans to give you a hope, the plans to give you a future." If we're truly walking with the Lord, Why do we complain that our life is not as we imagine? Why do we complain when our life is not as we imagine? We have aspirations of being in a certain stage of our life, and we complain because we have not achieved it. Each one of us has different areas of our lives that we've walked through. And so maybe we have regrets because we didn't achieve something. Maybe we didn't get that house we had or the car we had or different things that they had. But you know, if we're trusting God, God has us in the right place or where we need to be at. He has the exact same stage. Because if we're complaining where we're at, we need to check where we are spiritually with God. I know I've had to check my spirit over the last few months. I've had to ask my question. Sue and I were really starting to get comfortable with our life. I've been blessed to have Tim and Jamie a lot to come and take care of my lawn while we've been there. And Jamie sometimes complains because this is not like Dad would do it. He's got his own little way of how he does his lawn. He's got his own little way of how he does things. And I enjoy working in the yard. And it frustrates me that I can't do a lot of things. My wife won't let me do them. I want to do them. I want to do them, but she won't let me do them. And we're really starting to get our life together and where we were headed. And then this happens. It's your part of changing our plans. Doctors, hospitals, tests. Do you want to know anything about NIH? I know exactly about NIH now. I know where Ruth works. She does work there. It's not something we planned on this time last year. If I had known my future, I'd have been a basket case. But we had to go through. But we're blessed by the many people who have encouraged us on a daily basis. You do not know how often an encouraging word comes when we, more me, are feeling down. Not too long ago, a few days ago, I received, after New Year's, more cards from the kids. They blessed me. They blessed me so much. The children that are here, and for Mike Dunbar, who's a good friend of ours, is here. The children that are here, basically, in the summertime, we have VBS, Vacation Bible School, and we have all the kids here, and I enjoy just being with the kids. And having those kids there up in front is just a great time. But I praise God for each one of you. Since when I look at this verse, it says, your works are wonderful. God reminds us, reminds us, no matter what stage of life we're in, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I know through this trial, God has allowed me to witness to many different people and to share and to glorify Him. You know, this is His body. I remember sharing with my bosses when I first got this thing and found out about it. He says, you know, God doesn't promise us a physical body forever, but He promises a spiritual body forever. And I need to remind on a daily basis that God is in control. The next verse talks about praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1:3, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Because, to know how special we are to God, this verse indicates that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Not just a few, but every spiritual blessing in Christ. Go through the scriptures today and look at what God has done, what Jesus Christ has done, the blessing that God used through Jesus to bless others. I love the partaking and receiving, because that's what I believe it is. That as we receive the blessings from God, we then to call to bless others. We can become, as someone talked before, we can become spiritually fat and take in all the blessings and become spiritually flat. But God wants us to be trimmed, and give it away. Amen. And to be able to have that be refreshed. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it's important for us to know how special God is to you. How special you are to God. God has formed you. God has made you. God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The question we need to ask ourselves is, how special is God to you? How special is God to you? What is your passion towards God? Is He first and foremost in your life? Is the world more special or is God? Do you allow the world to take over your life when things happen? Through this disease I've had, I could have a lot of people say, you know, it's fate. It's going to be happening. I remember the doctor telling us back in August that if I didn't go through this procedure, I had 5 months to live. You know, I'm still here. I'm still here. And I believe that I'm going to be here a little bit longer. I have some visions there that I'll share a little bit later on, but I don't want to share them now because they're still percolating in my head. But God shares some things with us. Do we trust God with every phase of our life? Whether you're at work, your marriage, your absolute relationship with God, do you trust God with every special thing? Your marriage is special to God. Amen. Your life is special to God. Amen. The sanctity of life is that. It is life. It is not death. We need to look at life, the Zoe type of life we need to have, the very special part of life we need to have. God needs and desires for each one of you to know without a shadow of doubt that you are special to Him. Amen. You are special to Him. That's what it means by sanctity of life. The sanctity of life. For by Christ's death on the cross, we have life everlasting. In John 10, it says, it talks about, I have come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. I think that verse was shared earlier today. As I say, I think the teachers cheat. Just cheat. Your faith will continue to be stretched, as it has for Sue and I over these past few months. July 17th, 2014, in the middle of VBS, will be the day I ask God why. As we began this journey in God's grace, the phone call came. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The person said, I'm sorry to say, you have cancer. I couldn't even talk anymore. I gave the phone to Sue. We called our sons. Called my mother. Let them know what was going on. A lot of things happened from then on. But God asked me, and asked me now, do you trust me? Do you trust me? You are special to me. I created you. I made you and I blessed you with a very special blessing. It's hard to walk out these principles, but then a phone call, a card, an email comes and encourages me. Maybe you have a time in your life when you've asked God, why? Why? Why is this happening to me, God? I feel like I'm doing everything right. Why is this happening? I think my life's together, but why is this happening? Why is this happening? God wants you to know that you're special to Him. He loves you no matter where you're at or where you've been. You know what? We're more concerned about our past than God is. God doesn't care about your past. He cares about the present. He cares where you are right now. God didn't care where my dad was for 69 years of his life. He cared about that moment on his deathbed, the squeeze of a hand to say, Lord, I take this brother, this son of mine into the kingdom of God. That's what he cared for. That very special moment. Amen. He cared for the thief on the cross who said, today you will be with me in paradise. He didn't go back to the thief, well, thief, you've done this, you've done this, you've done this. He says, you're with me in paradise. And the thief said, I recognize you as my Lord and Savior. You know, it's okay to share your feelings with Him. It's okay to get angry with God in some respects. When you say, oh, God, I don't understand it. It's okay to yell at God. You know what? You're yelling inside. Might as well yell it outside. Because God understands that. God accepts that. God embraces that. God wants to heal you and heal me. There are times we need to sort of let it out. There are times I know I've yelled at Sue because I'm busy yelling at God. And she's been so blessed to be able to take that. Because I don't understand it. I don't understand what's going on. But God is faithful. He says, "I'm special. You're special to me." Each one of us is special. You know, thank you for allowing me to share with you today. Praise God that I'm able to stand up here. You heard my heart, and hopefully some nuggets you can chew on. Sue and I love you, and I particularly miss being with you. But God is good, and I look forward to VBS this summer.
Amen.
I look forward to it.
Amen.
I look forward to filling this place. I look forward to filling this place with very special people. You know, I'm sort of want to be the point where we challenge ourselves, because the people that we come in contact with are very special to us.
Amen.
You know, VBS has been the point where we've had 80 to 100 kids. I'm looking forward to doubling that.
Amen.
I'm not sure what Mindy's looking at, but God will give her strength. But doubling that, and the children and the adults, doubling that.
Amen.
To seeing God, because each one of them is special to God. We cannot give up where you're at. If you feel there's somebody right now that in your family right now that you feel might be a lost cause, take hope in the fact with my dad.
Amen.
Share the Word of God with them. Believe that God's going to be there. But to that person, for that particular person, they are special to God. God does not want to see them go any place than to be with Him in heaven. God doesn't want them to be anyplace else. The eternal kingdom of God is a wonderful time, and we're blessed by that. Thank you.
Amen.